Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Rich is back. I was back yesterday. It's good to be with all of you. Mike D'Antoni was on the Adrian Wojnarowski podcast, the Woj Pod, yesterday. And we'll get to some audio here in just a second. But I guess to lay the groundwork for this segment, Rich, this is the first chance you've had to sound off on the Russell Westbrook trade. Are you for the trade? Are you really for the trade? Are you lukewarm on the trade? How do you feel about Russell Westbrook?
I'm really, really, really for the trade. Okay. I continue to be amazed by what Daryl Morey is able to pull off. And I think, you know, giving up the draft picks, the Rockets haven't had one for about 4 or 5 years, is not really a big thing to me. I don't think it's a big sacrifice to me. It's essentially a Chris Paul for Russell Westbrook trade. Similar contracts, actually, with Westbrook having one more year remaining than Paul. But are you kidding me? Younger, better, more dynamic. I'm not ignoring the reality that Russell Westbrook is not a great shooter, and he's coming to a team that values the outside shot more than any team in NBA history. So I get that. Mike D'Antoni's got his work cut out for him, but I think Mike D'Antoni's going to figure it out. Well, we had similar concerns about the Harden-Paul pairing in that first year in the 65 wins, and unfortunately a hamstring derailed what I thought was likely going to be a championship season. So I think they're better now than that team.
Do you? Okay, that was going to be my question, because I'm excited about the trade. I'm intrigued by the trade. I don't know that I would have made the trade, if you want to know the truth, because I think, given the fact that Golden State has come back to the pack, it's big muck with about 8 or 9 teams, and you and I can talk about this later, how many teams we truly think could win the NBA title this year, because I want to hit this D'Antoni stuff. But I thought that in the muck that was created in the NBA with all the shuffling around in the offseason, and mainly with Golden State coming back to the pack, that the Rockets, as comprised, because they brought back 3 key components of their bench, they were going to make 1 or 2 more little tweaks.
Yeah.
I felt pretty good about that group being able to make a run. I do agree with you, the ceiling is higher with Russell Westbrook, but it does have powder keg potential.
Oh, it definitely has powder keg potential, which makes this the continuation of the greatest summer in the history of sports.
Yeah. Let me put it this way, Rich. The sports talk host in me likes the trade. If I were invested in how many games the Rockets need to win next year, I might have felt better about the group they already had. That was a bird in the hand to me. I'm not a big believer that Paul and Harden, that the friction was as palpable as they wouldn't have won a bunch of basketball games next year.
Yeah, I think it's obvious that Russell Westbrook is a much better basketball player right now than Chris Paul.
I didn't say that. Russell Westbrook is a better basketball player than Chris Paul, just to be clear.
Not on the defensive end, but overall, he's a much more dynamic force.
But I don't know if Russell Westbrook is a better Houston Rocket for this group than Chris Paul. I mean, they won 65 games and 53 games in the 2 years.
They did. They did. I expect them to be back in that ballpark. And like I said, I think they're better than the team that won 65 games. I'd love to see an Andre Iguodala come here. I think it's probably a little far-fetched, but hey, we didn't think that the Russell Westbrook deal wasn't even on our radar, like you said, when we left town. I just think that, just because the Golden State Warriors clearly have come back to the pack, I respect LeBron and Anthony Davis with the Lakers. I obviously respect Kawhi Leonard and Paul George with the Clippers. I respect Utah. I respect Denver. I respect Portland. This was not the time to roll it back. This was the time to continue to be as aggressive as Daryl Morey has characteristically been since taking over the reins of this team, and I think every Rocket fan in this town should be happy for that.
Yeah, the Rockets agree with you, no doubt. Here is Mike D'Antoni on the Adrian Wojnarowski podcast when asked about tweaking the offense to accommodate the combination of Harden and Westbrook.
Do we sometimes go too much one-on-one? Yeah. Do we sometimes ISO or do we not move enough? Yeah, we do sometimes. You try to stay in line. But I can also make the argument, sometimes teams overpass. Sometimes they move too much. They're too helter-skelter. So you try to find a balance on what is best for your players. And Daryl does a great job of filling in role players. I don't want to call them role players. They're stars in their roles.
Right.
But players with certain skill set that fits what we want to do. And we might have a hard time with. You got a three-point shooter but needs to fly around screens. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we might not be able to maximize that. But I want a three-point shooter, maybe just stand there and catch and shoot. Right. So we're trying to match up. And James is a horse. And now, you know, the second superstar you had is a horse. And you just try to match it up and try to get the best and then play the way that we need to play to be the best. And our offense, and it's funny, you know, B.O., you mean they got to change their offense. Well, it's been the number one or two.
Right.
Golden State's the best ever. And we're right behind them.
Right.
Actually, from mid-November on, we were a 1 point better offensively efficient than any team in the league. So we're not changing much. You know, we'll tweak it. But to say you got to change, you can't win that way, that's BS.
That's interesting from Mike D'Antoni, who I think the pressure
really is.
The pressure is squarely on Mike D'Antoni. He said,
I think he relishes it.
He said, yeah, I think so too. Yeah, for sure. I think the interesting thing, one of a handful of interesting things he said in there is James is a horse and Russ, he didn't say Russ by name, but he said the new guy we got, he's a horse also. And I think what he means by that is durability. And I do think one of the things, I'm not, as someone who would not have done the deal, I'm not going to say there aren't upsides to this deal. I think they're going to be better on the glass with Russell Westbrook. I think getting out from underneath Chris Paul's. I think Russell Westbrook's going to be a better guy to have on your team 2 and 3 years from now than Chris Paul would have been.
They're going to play faster with Russell Westbrook, something they lacked this past season. He is one of the elite attackers of the rim in the NBA, and I think that's an infectious kind of thing. I think he's going to get some of these younger guys out in the open floor and add a much-needed dimension to this team.
The one thing I think that Russ can bring to the Rockets that's maybe not a game-to-game thing, maybe not a schematic thing, but an overall season thing. I think more and more of these teams in the NBA, these big twos that you were talking about, especially because a lot of them are older guys, and they watch Kawhi Leonard play 60 games in the regular season last year and then go on to win an NBA championship. I think this load management thing is, I think this load management thing is here to stay, Rich. You know, I think
not according to Steph Curry.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll see. But I think more and more teams, just keep it specific to the Rockets. I could very easily see the Rockets going to James Harden and saying, James, you don't need to play 82 games. You can play 72 games, and it's just as good, and you're gonna rest on certain nights. I do think if that's what they do,
yeah.
I think Russell Westbrook...
Oh, to be a fly on the wall. I think he recoils against that notion.
I think he does too, but I think he's getting older, and I think you look around the league, and I don't think you can make an argument that it may not be the better thing for him.
Well, Sean, I think both these guys, Westbrook and Harden, should look no further than when LeBron went to Miami. Dwayne Wade owned that town
yeah.
when LeBron James went to Miami and was followed by Chris Bosh. And I think they both found a way to not always have to be the clear alpha dog in every situation.
But I'm not talking about the alpha dog. What I was talking about was the load management part of the season.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook is a second star that if you're Mike D'Antoni and Daryl Morey and you're the Rockets and you're trying to plan the season out, it's much easier to sit James Harden and plan to sit James Harden for 10 or 12 games when Russell Westbrook is your second star than when Chris Paul is your second star. Because you can't count on Chris Paul being there. And you can't count on Chris Paul to go out and play 39 minutes in the games when James Harden doesn't play. Russell Westbrook, to me, from that standpoint, he's the perfect guy to pair with James Harden. Because you truly do have two of the elite kind of central ball handling, you know, just center of the whole offense kind of guys on your team so that when one's not on the floor, man, you still got an elite one on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've mentioned this before. The websites that track this stuff detected a significant drop-off in Chris Paul from year one as a Rocket to year two as a Rocket in one specific area, and that's one-on-one. That's ISO. Excuse me. That's ISO. That's Chris Paul, ball in hand, making the right decision or just being physically capable of beating his man to an extent yeah. where there's a good outcome. He wasn't very efficient in that area this season. And, you know, it remains to be seen if he can get back to that level of two seasons ago.
Yeah, and I don't know that that's going to be OKC's problem. I think they're probably going to wind up moving Chris Paul. Although
Miami's the rumor, but it's going to be tough to pull off. I mean, people want some of that ridiculous treasure chest of picks that Presti's got in Oklahoma City. And so far, he seems unwilling to give up picks.
No, he's hoarding picks right now.
I know he's hoarding picks, but I feel like it might be a wise decision. I mean, he's got 15 or 16 potential number ones. It would probably behoove him to just give up a couple of them to unload Chris Paul. That contract goes against everything they're trying to do right now in Oklahoma City.
I guess, but here's the thing. They traded for a young point guard in Gilgeous-Alexander in that in the Paul George deal.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I agree with you. I think they're going to trade Chris Paul. I'm just trying to take a contrarian view about Chris Paul and wonder what his value is around the league. If Chris Paul's willing to play there, like, because Chris Paul's not owed anything by anybody. People are like, well, Chris Paul wants to play for a contender.
Yeah.
Okay, he's got 3 years and $120 million on his contract. If he wanted to be that unloadable to a contender, he should have thought of that before he signed a max deal. You got a young point guard there. I do wonder if Chris Paul is, and he's well-liked in Oklahoma City from the time the Pelicans had to play a season there after Katrina, if it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to have Chris Paul there while you got a young point guard as sort of a, you know, a guy he can watch be a pro, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that's a great dynamic.
Yeah, so we'll see. But, yeah, it was a wild week, no doubt about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.